Hi, folks. You are watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media on all of our channels and networks. Thanks for tuning in on Spotify and iTunes. I'm Mike Morales here in Southern California. That gentleman out there is
Bryce Taylor in Austin, Texas.
Now, if you can read his shirt, his logo there, he's the Austin Tequila Connoisseurs, folks. If you're not familiar with him, you should be. Because we're very fortunate to have Bryce as one of our TJs, one of our tequila jockeys as well. Still amazes me that he's even bothered. But anyway, today we've got a really interesting brand that was, we had found out about these folks maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and we've been keeping tabs on them, communicating with them, and they finally launched their tequila, and it's called Cape Horn. And they have a solid Blanco. This is the Reposado version, and we're not sure what color it really is. It's a blue glass.
Yes.
Yeah. And the light is blue.
Yeah, I was just noticing that. You got to really, really get it in the right light to see how, like, indigo.
I got my ring light here in front of me, so it's like, yeah. That's how I can tell. It's like milk of magnesia blue. You know, first of all, this tequila, like I said, is 4 or 5 years in the making. When we were first in contact with them, a lot of things happened. I think Taylor, the owner, one of the owners, actually signed it for us on the back here. And a lot of things happened, you know, in between. His girlfriend gave birth, and so they had a baby, and then the pandemic happened, and then, of course, the supply chain. I'm surprised that they even have blue bottles available.
Yeah, and looking at their Instagram, I think they had several different variations of blue bottles and even bottle shapes. So I don't know if they were just going through a design process or maybe an inventory issue. But yeah, there's a couple different bottles they have on their Instagram.
I like this bottle. It's got a great hand feel. Mm-hmm. And I was able to remove the cork here so it didn't pop on me. I'm going to pour mine in a Stasel. I'm actually going to pour mine in a Glencairn because I'm not sure. I don't know, Bryce, do you have an age on this Repo? Does it say on their website?
Yeah, it says 6 to 8 months.
Okay. So generally speaking, shouldn't be very dark.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's
Wow, that's pretty.
I mean, it's got color.
Yeah.
It's definitely dark, not like a full gold, but darker than a straw. It's just a light golden.
Yeah, yeah. It's very pretty. Pleasant.
Cider, little copper, maybe, like hints of copper.
I don't know. Are you getting any red highlights on it? I mean, does it tell us?
Maybe I'm thinking like brass. Yeah, not copper. No.
But even brass can have a little brassiness, can have a little red in it. This is,
yeah.
But you're right. It's gold. It's a golden color. Not a deep gold, but it's not.
Yeah. You know,
so yeah, would you say, yeah, it's again, I'm getting some great legs and tears.
Getting pretty much the same legs and tears, which is good. Maybe a little better on my end. But heck, that can even
the wood, the wood's going to
the cleanliness of the glass too.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I think the wood is going to impart a little bit more of the tannins and the thickness.
Little oils or
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's really pretty to look at. That's a really pretty gold color. Oh, hello.
Pour a little out here. There we go.
Are you trying to air it a little bit? Yeah, aerate
it. Yeah, so when you pour more, when the glass starts getting more narrow, I wanted more surface space. So the more surface space,
the more oxygen space. can yeah.
Which I know you know. Or the people.
But the people. Yeah. Well, you know, we were one of the first ones to actually start using, at some of our reviews, we were using an aerator. And for those of you who aren't aware, an aerator, it's very popular in wines. In fact, the company was called Venturi, and they're still making wine aerators. They used to make a spirits aerator. For some reason, they stopped making it. I had a whole case of those, and I gave them all away. And now I wish I had a few back because I had like two left. And it's really in cases like this, especially now with the increase in additives being used and the age of tequila, of the agaves and weird stuff, the aerator is really useful now, because as you said, you can aerate it like this, like you would a glass of wine, or you some people actually pour a bottle of wine in a carafe that aerates for your wine. And this company, Venturi, makes those. But anyway, and I think in especially with spirits, it's very important, because there's so many things going on that are suspect. See, there it is.
Yeah.
You first. Go ahead. You first.
I was hoping you'd go first on this
one. No, hell no. I'm not walking off of that plank.
Okay.
Don't make me walk that plank.
I'm getting something I can't put my finger on, but I can walk into it. Definitely more sweetness. So their Blanco was like green agave, citrus, a little bit of alcohol. So kind of straightforward Blanco.
Right.
This, so on their website just said whiskey barrel. So I'm guessing ex-bourbon, American oak. I'm getting something that's a little perfumey.
Yep.
Candied fruit.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little candied orange, which is...
Bingo!
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're claiming 6 to 8 months. So, I mean, it's not bad, but...
Well, it's a great color.
Yeah.
And honestly, it didn't need to have the extra perfume on it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's a great, don't get me wrong, this is a great nose. If you're not sure what you're looking for, it's very attractive. I mean,
yeah, it's not off-putting.
No, not at all. But it is indicative of the distillery.
Yeah, it is a little different than other noses. I guess we can dig in, see where it's coming from.
Yeah, let's see what the flavor's like. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, it's exactly like we can smell it.
Mm-hmm.
That candied powdered sugar. It's a bit more aggressive. You know, it's got the pepperiness is being amplified now by the wood. It's turned into from a pepper to more of a hot cinnamon, I think, for me.
Yeah, I was definitely going with that cinnamon. But yeah, the hot cinnamon would be good, because it's a candy.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes total sense. Yeah. Sometimes that's what happens with the evolution of a Blanco to a Repo to an Añejo, is the more time it spends in a barrel, the more that white pepper, you know, evolves into something spicier and spicier and spicier.
Yeah, I mean, this is spice all day long. Like, it's like Christmas spice.
Yeah.
All spice.
It's all spice. But it's definitely got that candied nose to it. I'm not getting such a deep orange like I have before in some of the other brands that come out of this distillery.
I get some of the orange flavor, but yeah, it's underlying. I just got a weird, like, I want to say oatmeal. But I think that's because I used to put cinnamon and brown sugar in my oatmeal.
Don't we all?
I would hope so.
I used to throw an egg in mine, but that's a long story. Anyway,
back
in the old days, when, you know, I was living on peanut butter and bread.
Okay, yeah. Getting your caloric intake up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So interesting. I think they're probably adding something to get to that flavor profile.
Because I'm not getting bourbon notes. I'm not even getting whiskey notes. It's completely different. I mean,
yeah, tannins. Yeah.
You and I have had enough of these that we know when it's a bourbon barrel, when it's a whiskey barrel, you know, where the sweetness leans toward corn versus
French oak
or the tannins, you know, the char in the barrel, because technically these are used barrels, but you know, for the amount of color that we're getting, it's probably a once used. barrels. It's a pretty color. It is nice legs and tears, but this flavor in the nose, for the rest of us who kind of know what we're looking for,
it is flavorful. They're they all work well together. So I would add that you could just put this on a big cube of ice, or even make like an old fashioned. Even though it's a repo, I think the flavors are bold enough there.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's general. You know, I would say for sure this is a good cocktail tequila.
I agree.
I don't know about the price. Is this what? Is this going to be within $5 or $10 of the Blanco?
Yep, showing through their website $67.99. So about $8 more.
Well, what can we say that we haven't already said? You know, if you're looking for deeper wood notes, because that's the other thing too, is I'm not getting wood notes what you write.
Right.
Right off the bat, it's perfumey. And again, having had a lot of tequilas coming out of this distillery, it's very indicative of what comes from this distillery. There are other brands that do not have this flavor profile or aroma profile. And I'm not a fan. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm not.
It's not an offensive flavor, but you know, like we're saying, you know, it seems like there are definitely used additives to get there. So at the end of the day, when I go reach, you know, for a bottle, I reach for additive free. That's the way I am, but there is a market. So.
Yeah. That's just it.
Yeah. You know,
again, additives have never been a big deal in other spirits. Rum, sherry, any of the aged spirits, they've been using additives for years. I mean, it's part of and even with tequila, it's part of the normas. It's allowed. You can do it. You know, they're not doing anything that's not against the normas.
Correct.
But if it's, you know, if you're looking, like I said, if you read the website of the other tequila I had yesterday from the same distillery, you know, 8 to 12 year agave, and they have so many stainless steel stills. It's a big maquiladora. Mm. You know, if you're going to have a tequila, a Blanco that's 8 to 12 years, you're going to want that to be elevated with in the barrel. You know, some of the other distilleries who run organic, for instance, like 1480, they're agave growers. They want that character to shine in the repo, in the añejo, even in the extra añejo.
Yeah, all that work they did. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because that's a big investment. That's a long-term investment. The tequila is a long game.
Yeah, and, for sure.
To mask it like this, you know, with something perfumey.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not for me. I'm not a fan. Yeah.
I hear you.
But by the same token, I am a fan of what they're doing with their money and their tequila. And I go ahead and read that again, Bryce, because I know 100%. you had some notes on it.
Yeah. So, well, here just on the label, it's not about the number of bottles we sell. It's about the nautical miles we sail. So each bottle sold directly contributes to funding outdoor adventure therapy expeditions for veterans and first responders living with PTSD. So obviously they have the nautical theme here.
Right.
And the name Cape Horn, the captain.
Well, they almost lost their lives. Taylor and his buddies almost lost their lives going around Cape Horn.
Yeah. Apparently they bought a sailboat and headed to Cape Horn, which I've heard is some of the worst waters ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. From what I remember seeing on their website, it was, and I don't know verbatim, but it was something about essentially when they were in it, what's next? When we get home, if we get home, what's next? And so they have several founders. They're all veterans. And so, you know, they're going to use this as a, you know, funding way to help, you know, first responders and veterans with PTSD. So
I'm all for that.
I can applaud that all day long.
Yeah. And so, you know what? It's great for support, show support, and they're local in Texas. I believe they're in Austin. They're in your part of town.
They're out of Katy. Yeah, they're
out of Katy, Texas. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Which is a suburb of Houston, and all day long. You know, just to show support, I would. But like you said, if it's something that you're gonna reach for yourself, if you're at that point where you're as advanced as, you know, Bryce and myself, or Bryce, you know, even before me, because he is older. I the flavor profile, not a fan. I would rather drink that Blanco all day.
Yeah. Long. Yeah.
All day long. I can't even say this would be a great, like a dessert, you know, pair with dessert with a good flan or something.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I don't know if I would pair
after a dinner with it,
but
no, not a cigar, but
as it opens up, the perfume gets much stronger and it becomes overpowering. And see, that's what I, you know, maybe they're a little heavy-handed with the additives. I don't even mind them, because I've had tequilas that are very well done with the additives, that it's almost like a rum, you know, a good rum or a good commercial rum. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh wow, that's not bad, you know. But this one strikes me as a little bit heavy-handed for me. And I'm not even saying that because it's not offensive. What I'm saying is it's just so one-sided that it doesn't allow any barrel. Are you getting any wood notes?
No, because even the spice I get isn't a typical spice I get from the wood.
Right.
So I don't think so. I mean, if anything, probably all it did was kind of round off the Blanco, got rid of some of the green agave, which repos typically do, but but it's not offensive. And what I mean by that is it's not just cake batter, cotton candy.
Right.
It's still, at the end of the day, if someone just poured this and was like, hey, here's a spirit, try this, I wouldn't be upset, you know.
No, hell no. Uh-uh. Yeah. No. And again, great cause. So for sure. Just for that reason, you know. But we did nominate the Blanco as a brand of promise. But anyway, folks, if you had Cape Horn, if you are in the Texas area, in Katy or Houston, or, you know, Southern Texas, or up by Louisiana, mm-hmm. near the border, if you've had this, let us know. Tell us what you're doing with it. If you're watching us on YouTube, give us a comment. Also, give us a like, follow, you know, subscribe, follow Bryce. Tell people your handle again on Instagram.
Yeah, it's Austin Tequila Connoisseurs, and don't worry about connoisseurs. Just put Austin Tequila; it'll pop up.
It'll pop up.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of his own reviews as well. We've been very fortunate. Bryce writes these wonderful reviews for us as well as for his own website and his Facebook page. I believe you also do some public tastings as well. Every once in a while, you'll get out and do your thing. I got to start doing more of that on my end here in Southern California, but that's our take. I will say it is kosher. So I know we're recording this during Passover. So, you know, I'm not sure if it's kosher for Passover, but it's kosher. But in any case, that's our take on Cape Horn. Again, please subscribe, hit the notification bell, whatever you do, folks, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely.